This is Pastor Daniel Flukey from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Green with today's KCMR Daily Devotion. In this year's Star Wars movie, Rogue One, that came out this fall, the hero of the story is this girl named Jyn Erso. Without giving away too much of the movie, there's a point in the film where Jyn says that she doesn't want to get involved in the fight against the evil Galactic Empire. And one of her companions turns to her and asks her about her apathy. How can she stand to see what's happening around her in this evil empire and not get involved? And I love her response. She responds, "It's not a problem if you don't look up." What a great line. It's not a problem if you don't look up. I wonder if you've ever felt like that. Have you ever felt so discouraged that you just didn't want to look up? Have you ever turned off the news because it was too gloomy, too sad? Sometimes it can seem like it's better if we don't pay attention to what's happening in the rest of the world, if we just worry about ourselves. Maybe we should just keep our heads down, not look up. As long as my life is going well, as long as I'm doing okay, why should I care about someone else's life? It's not a problem if you don't look up. Well, the problem, of course, for us as Christians, is that God tells us to look up. In the very first sermon that Jesus preaches, in Luke chapter 4, he talks about proclaiming good news to the poor, freedom to the prisoners, and recovery of sight to the blind. In stories like the parable of the Good Samaritan, Jesus teaches us to care about our neighbors. And by neighbors, he means everyone around us, even our enemies. Again, in John chapter 21, after the resurrection, Jesus tells Peter, his disciple, "If you love me, feed my sheep. If you love me, feed my sheep." We as Christians can't keep our heads down. As followers of Jesus, we're commanded to look up. If we love Jesus, we have to get involved. We need to open our eyes and look for ways that we can help our neighbors, that we can share God's love with the people around us. Maybe for you, it's giving to a food pantry. Maybe it's buying a cup of coffee for someone in need. Maybe it's calling your representative or a senator. Maybe it's giving to your church. Maybe it's simply talking to someone who's having a rough day. If you don't know what to do, if you don't know how you could help your neighbor, you can always pray. And that's really the most important thing that you can do, that any of us can do. Prayer changes things. God promises to work through our prayers. So pray for the world. Pray for the poor. Pray for the church. Look up and see the problems in our world and take them to Jesus. Take them to the throne of the King of Kings. In that movie, Rogue One, Jyn Erso is at first so discouraged that she refuses to get involved in the struggle. She refuses to rebel against the Empire. She refuses to look up. But as the story goes on, she opens her eyes. She looks up and she starts to believe and to realize that she can make a difference in the world. She can make a dent in the universe, and through Christ, so can you. What is it that God is calling you to do? How is God calling you to get involved? It all starts with prayer. It starts with looking up and seeing the world as God sees it, as something worth dying for. It starts with looking around you with the eyes of faith. God looked at the world and called it good. God has not given up on the world, and so neither should we. May God bless you this week as you seek to make a difference in the world, in Jesus' name. This has been Pastor Daniel Flukey from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Green. To hear this devotion again, go to KCMR On Demand at kcmrfm.com.